UMBC has a wide-ranging relationship with both government agencies as well as the systems integrators and large government contractors. Certainly, those companies have always recruited heavily the IT and computer science graduates from UMBC. And many of them are very generous in sponsoring both faculty research and other programs on campus. So we have an ongoing relationship at kind of a strategic level with those organizations.
These are companies we might have heard of?
Sure. The Lockheeds and Northrop Grumman's, IBM's, you know, certainly your big-name companies. And then really a lot of your mid-sized to smaller integrators as well who support them.
Now, when you work with these companies, you say they fund professorships and so forth, do you tell them what the trends are in cybersecurity, or do they feed back to you what's important based on their real-world experience? How does that work?
I think it works both ways. One of the things we do have is we have a variety of advisory boards that a number of the schools have. So for the center, we have a cybersecurity advisory board, and that consists of leading individuals, thought leaders within the systems integrators, within the government integrators themselves, so some of the folks who head up cyber programs for them, and then as well as faculty members from the center. And all of them really contribute based on their experience, the trends they're seeing, and then what we see in terms of the technologies that are evolving, you know, where to steer the curriculum, you know, and what kinds of new programs we're going to need.
And when they do this, do they have the ultimate federal government customer in mind in serving that particular constituency?
Ultimately, certainly. They're really looking for people that are going to go on their programs that support the federal government. Ranging from, you know, IT support, but into the mission critical cyber type operations that, you know, are critical to our national defense.
Now, you have both degree programs and non-credit that are useful toward certification. Tell us how that bifurcates.
Sure. Cyber, first of all, it's important to understand, is a very broad field. It's a term that really encompasses much of the IT field itself, because all of those skills are really part of cyber. But then specifically how those IT technologies and skills are applied to really the exploitation on the one side and the defense of computer systems and networks. So really one has to be a knowledgeable IT information technology professional to be a cyber, you know, a competent cyber warrior or cyber defender, what have you. For some folks, they already have an IT background. They may just need a specific skill set, a training or a certification. For example, Cisco, we're all familiar with Cisco Systems, makes a lot of the network infrastructure that really runs the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So their infrastructure is key to the successful operation of the internet, but also the defense of the internet, and the defense of our critical infrastructures within the nation. So a lot of folks really need advanced training within a specific technology. Other folks are learning how to do things like analyze the traffic on a computer network and identify, is there a threat out there? But then there are folks really who this is going to be a lifelong career. They need advanced degrees. So the university, our goal is to offer the continuum from the working professional who needs a certification or a specific skill up to an individual who may want to get a master's degree or ultimately even a PhD and do research in this area.
Now, I can understand someone who's trained in, say, you know, one of the certifications for a particular technology, and there's hardware ones and software ones. People that have advanced degrees in cybersecurity are probably not going to be operational people within a network operations center, for example. So what do those kind of folks do? Are they discovering the next what?
Yeah, I mean, it's there's a pretty broad range of activities. I mean, on the one hand, UMBC has a master in professional studies that is really focused to the managers, the decision makers, the policy makers within cybersecurity. So they're managing teams of individuals who may be in an operational role, in a software development role, a network infrastructure role. They're, as you can imagine, a lot of this does involve policy making and risk, analyzing risks, where to deploy resources. So we tend to think of cyber as a very technical type of thing, but the part really that hasn't been thought about or I think that we're a little bit behind on is the, what do the decision makers and the leaders need to understand about cyber? So UMBC has a master's program really to train those individuals or educate them in that level of thinking. And then on the technical side within computer science, we have degrees for folks who are probably going to be on the cutting edge of research to understand what are the next kinds of threats, what's the future of for example, cloud computing. You know, how do we deploy a secure cloud computing environment where there's a lot of interest in economies of scale, but how do we protect it? How do we keep the information private and confidential? So there's a, much like other areas of technology, there's a 5 to 10 year thought process, and then a continuum back to the here and now, and what does someone sitting in a chair need to do today? And I think there's a range of education that's needed across that spectrum.
Now, this advisory board, you said there's people from industry as well as people from government. Do they tend to advise you more in where the policy is headed, where the technology is headed, or in the skills they need right here and now to keep things going and safe from the current attacks we're seeing?
At the top board level, it's kind of a global perspective. You know, they're telling us, you know, many of them obviously support the government with their contracts. So they're telling us ultimately what the government needs and what kinds of skills and programs, you know, that they require. But from there, that comes down to challenges they're facing here and now today. So they're giving us feedback, but generally they're looking at large numbers of either the government or their own staff and what they need in the aggregate. We then have task forces within the board which focus on specific curriculum. So, you know, we want to have access to SAIC, for example. They're experts on, you know, cloud computing, you know, and that's something that gets very technical, and we want to develop classes there. So we'll get our instructors together with their experts in that area to really shape a particular class or set of classes to train people in those areas.